The Adventures of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim is based on the action pictures of the same name, which appear in the Comic Weekly. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who consider the Comic Weekly a high spot in the family's Sunday reading. You'll find such cartoon favorites as Bringing Up Father, Skippy, Donald Duck, Barney Google, and pages of others. All in full color, all to be found in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with the many great Hearst and other Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Don't miss it this Sunday. And now, The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Jim and Cola went to the country to rest. Jim had been seriously wounded by two Nazi spies that he had caught and had been relieved of his duties till he got well. However, Jim and Cola soon found that excitement and adventure had followed them to the country. And Cola had decided that if Jim were ever to recuperate, he would have to come back to the noisy city, away from the so-called peace and quiet. Now we find Cola and Jim in their New York apartment.
Why are you so unhappy, Tuan Jim?
I went to see the doctor today, Cola.
He say you all well, go back in army.
All he would say was that any thought of active duty for me is out.
Oh, that's not good.
And the question is, what am I going to do with myself? You know I'm not used to sitting around doing nothing.
You not worry, Tuan Jim. You find something to do.
Yeah, the worst of it is, I feel fine and itching to get back in a harness.
Oh, Colo on the phone, Tuan Jim. Hello, who called Tuan Jim on phone?
Hello, this is Chief of Police Barnes calling. I'd like to speak to Jim Bradley.
Sorry, Tuan Jim, not speak to anybody. Doctor say must rest.
Colo, you hung up.
Yes, Tuan Jim, you rest. Not be bothered by phone. Colo, no.
Oh, but wait a minute.
Ah, there is phone again. This time I tell him good.
No. This time I answer it myself. Hello?
Hello, is this Jim Bradley's apartment?
That's right.
Well, this is Chief of Police Barnes calling. I want to speak with Bradley, and don't hang up on me again.
Oh, hello, Chief. This is Bradley speaking.
Oh, hello, Jim. Hey, what's the big idea? Don't you like people?
Oh, that was Colo playing nurse, Chief.
Nurse? Hey, I don't get it.
I'll explain it to you later. Why'd you call?
Jim, I heard you weren't doing anything.
Less than that, Chief.
Well, how'd you like to help me out?
Well, I'd like to, but...
Good. Come to 14420 77th Avenue as soon as you can. It's the home of Geraldine Manson.
But, Chief...
Don't argue, I'll see you there in 10 minutes. 14420 77th Avenue, Manson.
Hello. Hello, Chief. He hung up.
What do you want?
He wants me to come over. He has a job for me.
No, you not go. Must rest.
Oh, there's such a thing as overdoing this rescue business. Too much rest will make me sick.
Then you go?
Yes, I think I will. You wouldn't want me to get really sick, would you?
And that's the story, Jim. Geraldine Manson has received 3 threatening notes asking for $100,000. If she doesn't pay it, they say they'll kill her.
Has she any idea who might have sent the notes?
None whatever. But she's taken no chances. She's drawn the money from the bank and has it in the house, here in the safe.
When did she let you know about this?
This morning. And I immediately threw a cordon of men around the house to keep anybody from coming near here.
I'd like to talk to this Geraldine Manson, Chief.
I'm afraid you can't right now, Jim. This has been a bit too much for her, and she suffered a nervous collapse. An ambulance is coming to take her to the hospital.
Oh, I see. Well, you don't give me very much to work on, Chief.
Well, that's the way it is, Jim. Come in.
Chief Barnes?
Yeah?
I'm Dr. Weeks. I've come to take Miss Geraldine Manson to the hospital.
She's upstairs, Doctor.
I see. Upstairs, men.
Yes,
sir. Oh, by the way, Doctor, she requests that she use the rear exit to avoid the crowd of curiosity seekers that have gathered around the front.
I understand, Chief.
Well, really, Chief Barnes, doesn't seem to be much that I can do. You seem to have the situation well in hand.
Perhaps. But you see, Jim, there have been too many unsolved crimes in this town lately. There's a clever band of crooks, very highly organized and well protected, who are making my life miserable.
You think they had a hand in this?
Undoubtedly. So I think I'm going to need your help, even if we have been able to outsmart them this time. Come in.
Hello, Chief Barnes.
Yes?
I'm Dr. Weeks. I've come to take Miss Manson to the hospital.
You what?
Wasn't there a call for an ambulance?
Wait a minute, Chief. I see the whole plan now.
A plan?
That other doctor was a fake. It was a daring stunt to get Geraldine Manson out of the house.
Good Lord, and I fell for it.
Come on. Maybe we can stop him.
This passageway leads to the back door.
Well, they didn't waste much time getting around.
Here, down these stairs. There. There, that's the back door.
Chief, look. Up ahead there. That green ambulance just turning the corner.
That's it, all right. And just my luck, all the police cars are around in front.
Kolo!
Ah, they've beaten me again.
Yes, one, Jim.
Kolo, you saw that ambulance pull away?
I see.
We're following that ambulance.
Yes, I get car started.
Is that your car, Jim?
Yes.
Oh, that's a lucky break. We may be able to catch them.
Mind if I make a suggestion, Chief? Why don't you let Kolo and me go after them? You stay here and check on the second doctor. Maybe he's a phony, too. And remember, there's $100,000 in the safe. They're about half a mile ahead of us, Kolo.
Kolo, see.
Lucky for us, the traffic in town slowed them down a bit. We've never been able to catch up with them.
They go very fast, Tuan Jim.
Is this as fast as we can go?
I have foot down on gas hard. Look, they turn inside road. Tuan Jim, Kolo not see ambulance.
Well, that's funny.
Ambulance turn in this road. We turn, then no ambulance.
Look out, Kolo. There's a truck coming.
Yes, I see it, Tuan Jim.
He sure was driving fast enough.
Tuan Jim, road turn up ahead. Maybe ambulance around there.
Maybe. Stop the car. Well, how do you like that? This is the end of the road. It just stops.
Where is ambulance?
I wish I knew. Well, it seems to have vanished.
It's strange.
That's not the half of it. Now, how can an ambulance just disappear? We saw it up ahead less than a minute ago.
What we do now, Tuan Jim?
What can we do? We go back to town and tell Chief Barnes that we failed. That's the whole story, Chief. They got away.
I don't understand, Jim. You say you were just behind them, and they turned a bend in the road, and when you got there, they were gone?
That's right. It was a dead-end road. There was no possible way for them to keep going, except across the fields, and then we could have seen them.
Well, I don't know what to say, Jim.
It's bad. Very bad. Like black magic.
I'm almost ready to believe that myself, Kolo.
Well, Jim, thanks anyway. I guess we'll... Oh, pardon me. Hello?
Chief Barnes?
Who's this?
Never mind. I'm calling for Geraldine Manson.
Geraldine Manson?
What is it, Chief?
Jim, trace this call on the other phone. I think I've got the kidnappers on the wire.
Right.
Hello?
What's the big idea, Chief? Sending someone to trace the call? Well, I won't give you the chance because I won't stay on the wire long enough. I'm just warning you, get out of the Manson house and let us talk business with Miss Manson's relative, or you'll be to blame for her death.
She's still alive?
Yeah, but not for long. We're getting impatient. So make up your mind and make it up fast.
Hello? 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 Jim.
Yes, Chief?
Did you get anything?
No, they didn't stay on the wire long enough to trace it.
Jim, I've made up my mind. I'm calling in the FBI.
Why?
I won't have Geraldine Manson's blood on my hands. They said unless the police cleared out, they'd murder her. Well, I'll get out,
Chief,
but
we've got to work fast. By the time the FBI get the facts, it may be too late.
I know.
And it'll be your ruin. They've gotten away with too much already.
As soon as Geraldine Manson is safe, I'll go after them again.
I don't like to drop it.
Well, what do you suggest, Jim?
Why don't you do this? Pretend to leave the house and take your men away. I'm beginning to get an idea. Come on, Kolo.
Tuan Jim, where we go now?
We're going to get Geraldine Manson, Kolo.
But you not know where she is.
My calculations are right. She'll be where we're going.
That be why you look so long in telephone book?
You see, Kolo, I was trying to remember the name of the trucking company who owned that truck.
Truck?
Remember the truck that went by us on the road when we were chasing the ambulance just before it disappeared?
Yes.
That truck is a vital link in our chain. I'm sure of it. They pulled an old hijacker's trick. I should have thought of it before.
But we look for ambulance, not truck.
Perhaps, Kolo, one will help us find the other. But here we are. The Omega Trucking Company. Stop the car.
We go get kidnappers now, Tuan Jim.
Wait a minute, Kolo. Not so fast. We're not going in the front way. We're going around to the side. Maybe they won't like visitors. There's a window over there. Here it is. Painted black.
Window locked tight.
Have to break a small hole so I can reach the latch.
Good. Hole in glass big enough to get hand in.
Quiet, wait.
Hear nothing inside.
Let's climb in. I'll unlatch it. I'll go first. Come on, Kolo.
Kolo, come.
Not much light in here.
Kolo, see truck. Two truck.
Yes. Let's have a look inside those trucks, Kolo. Here. Let's open the back doors on the truck.
Tuan Jim?
I thought so. There's the ambulance inside the truck. That's why we thought it had disappeared. When they turned the bend, the truck was waiting with a ramp, ready to pick up the ambulance. They drove the ambulance into the truck. And when we turned the bend in the road, all we saw was a truck coming toward us.
I tell you, it's just your imagination.
Down, Colo. Those men are coming over here.
I heard something out here in the garage.
Just your nerve. By tomorrow, we'll be worth $100,000.
Yeah, if we get it.
We can't miss. The boys have gone to collect the money now. The Manson dame is bound and gagged in the office.
Suppose something happens. I tell you, I heard noises out here like somebody was prowling around.
Hey, maybe you're right. Hey, look over there.
Yeah?
The window's been broken. The truck doors are open. You got your guns with you, Joe?
It's back in the office.
Oh, I got mine.
And you're going to drop it.
Hey, what is this?
I said drop your gun. Come on. I mean business.
Okay, don't shoot.
Get it, Colo.
Yes, I get one.
Now, gentlemen, you keep your hands over your heads. We'll all go back to the office. Release Miss Manson and wait for your friends to get back so we can turn you all over to the police at once. All right, get going.
Listen in next week for another exciting adventure with Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow other adventures of Jungle Jim every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. Pages and pages of comics and action pictures in full color, containing the work of the world's best cartoonists and artists. The Comic Weekly comes to you with the many great Hearst and other Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Don't miss it next Sunday.